Hey, Doc Danny here, and I just want to say thank you for listening to the PT Entrepreneur Podcast. If you want to get involved in the conversation and get your questions answered and feedback from myself and 1,500 other people within the PT Entrepreneur community, head over to Facebook and join the PT Entrepreneurs Facebook group. This is a great group for anybody that is in business or thinking about going into business for themselves and wants the support of other people like me and other practitioners out there that are entrepreneurs. So guys, thanks for listening. Enjoy this episode. So here's the question. How do physical therapists like us, who don't want to see 30 patients a day, who don't want to work home health, and have real student loans, create a career and life for ourselves that we've always dreamed about? This is the question, and this podcast is the answer. My name is Danny Matei, and welcome to the PT Entrepreneur Podcast. Hey, what's going on, guys? Doc Danny here with the PT Entrepreneur Podcast. And today, I want to talk to you a little bit about enjoying all the hard work that you put in along the way. You know, I'm somebody, probably like many of you, who really, I wouldn't say, I didn't grow up in a poor family by any means, but we grew up in a family that just, you know, you had what you needed and not what you wanted, right? It was as simple as that. And, you know, we have three kids and one parent is working. That's just the way it is. And I totally understand it. And my mindset with money has always been very much, you know, save. I'm not much of a spender. You know, there's pros and cons to that. And I want to talk about something in regards to your business, because this idea of like scarcity mindset versus abundance mindset is something that I've kind of had a chance to really explore quite a bit over the last few years in starting my own business. And, you know, for me, I always took the mindset of being as conservative as humanly possible, like keep as much cash on hand for the business, save as much money as possible, which I think are all really positive things. But along the way, one thing that I was really bad at was celebrating wins, was celebrating, you know, things and enjoying things along the way, whether it be, you know, taking a vacation that's really cool with the family, or, you know, spending something on myself. Like, it's just not the way that I'm built. I mean, and the reason I bring this up is because some of you may be like me, and you may have a hard time with spending money on yourself and not being sort of stuck in this money mindset of constantly needing to, you know, save, never really know when it's gonna, when it may all go away. And that's sort of the mindset I've had for the last 5 years. I'm like, man, maybe this is all gonna end, you know, next year, and our business isn't gonna make it. And that's a really like bad place to be mentally. And the reality is that's very, very unlikely, considering how much time and energy we put into, you know, our businesses and growing those and maintaining those and focusing on the right things. So, you know, for me, we had our 5-year anniversary in our business this month. You know, June of 2014, I opened Athlete's Potential. We started a second company about a year and a half ago as well. And, you know, for my 5-year anniversary, I decided that I wanted to get a new vehicle. And that's something that I hadn't done really in a while. I hadn't bought a new vehicle in quite a while. I have a 14-year-old Lexus GX 470 that is honestly a pretty cool truck. It's got a lift on it. I can take that bad boy anywhere. But I've always liked Toyota Tacomas. I've always enjoyed the way they look. They look a little Tonka truck. And, you know, I've been looking at one for a while, and I wanted to be able to celebrate, you know, the fact that we've made it 5 years in business. And I took a page out of my buddy Clay Jones' playbook, where he's actually sold his truck to start his business. And within a couple of years was able to actually buy a much nicer, newer truck that, you know, he's very proud of. And he said, you know, man, it's the thing that I sit in every single day. And when I sit in it, I think about the sacrifices that we've made, the work we've put in, and the success we've been able to achieve. And I'm really proud of it. And, you know, I thought that was a really good way of looking at celebrating wins along the way. Because if you just want to live life like a miser and pinch every penny and never enjoy anything, you know, in terms of, you know, monetary ability to buy something or to go on a vacation or to give that money away and help other people, which is, I think, the most fun way to actually use money. It's the most meaningful to me. What's the point? What's the point of all the hard work? You know, what's the point of all that effort you're putting into it? You can't take it with you. Where they say you never see a hearse followed by a U-Haul, somebody taking all their shit with them on the way to the grave. It's not how it works. So for me, you know, this is something that I don't do a good job of. But like I said, I took a page out of Clay's book, and I'm glad I did. Bought a truck. I'm super, excited to have it. It's great to have a truck again. I had a truck when I lived in Texas, and we sold it when we moved out to Hawaii, and just throw stuff in the truck bed. And it's something that I miss, especially having a house now where we're doing some little projects around there and a business that I have to move stuff with. So it's super useful. But also, you know, it reminds me of the hard work that we did and continue to do, and you know, and the fact that we should celebrate along the way. So don't forget, you know, you might be in a phase now where you do not celebrate if you haven't, if you're just starting, it's too early to celebrate. Okay. If you're still in school, don't celebrate. In fact, I don't even know what I did whenever I graduated from school. I don't think I celebrated much at all. I literally think I graduated, we got in a car within a couple of days, drove to San Francisco, got that car on a boat, moved out to Hawaii. I guess that's sort of a celebration. It was my first duty assignment, but we did take a little bit of time off when we got there. But you know, being able to celebrate the wins along the way, like, you got to do it. Just, you know, put the work in first. So if you're just starting, if you're like a week in and you get your first patient, still not time to celebrate yet. you got to get a little more than that going. And you know, but once you've gotten your business established and you hit some of these goals, so maybe for you it's making that first $1,000 a month in you know, side hustle. Well, pick something that you want to do to celebrate. Maybe it's take your spouse out to a really, you know, nice dinner that you guys have been wanting to go to, or on a little weekend trip or something like that. Maybe it's, you know, you hit your first $10,000 a month in your full-time cash practice. You know, pick something to celebrate. Maybe it's when you bring that first employee on and celebrate. I mean, I really did none of this along the way. We just kept our head down and worked. So what I'm getting at is, take a lesson from me, enjoy it along the way. Set goals and celebrate those goals whenever you hit those. Don't just move on to the next ones. And for me, it was getting a truck. And every time I sit in it, I think about it, and I'm very proud of what we've been able to do. So don't forget to enjoy it along the way. You want more cash PT biz help? If so, go get a copy of my book, Fuck Insurance. It's your playbook to successful performance PT practice and never having to deal with insurance again. You can get a free copy at finsurancebook.com. That's finsurancebook.com. Inside this book, you'll learn the direct techniques that we have used to become one of the fastest 100% cash PT practices in the country.